It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Great to have Charles Pyle back today. You know what happens? You hear somebody, and they're really, really good, like the case with Charles. And then yesterday, he wasn't here. I don't know if it was under the weather or what it was, but he wasn't here. It's like, oh my gosh, Charles, okay. Charles is fine and is back to doing great news reporting in the afternoon. And we're, again, I know I've said this before, but we're really, really happy to have him and Sarah Huffman and Gary Hess doing great work. Gary, of course, doing double duty a lot of the time because he's taking care of all the news in the morning with John Reed. I don't know if you were listening this morning starting at 6 a.m. Boy, I was thrilled, actually, to hear Kevin Sorbo. I'm so excited about Kevin Sorbo coming to town for the Virginia Council. They bring in some good people, tell you that. And Kevin Sorbo was coming to town, and he was on fire this morning and just right on so many things. I'm looking forward to that. And I did think that Dr. Danny Avula was going to bail on John again. But, hey, kudos to him. He actually showed up and seemed like it was, pretty good conversation. I was still reminded why I do not live in the city of Richmond with many of the things he said, but is what it is. All right. So all of that being said, today is Tuesday. I am going to remind you that tomorrow is Wednesday, but it is Rosh Hashanah. I will not be here. We'll be celebrating the Jewish New Year, but back on Thursday, lots of good stuff going to happen on Thursday. And about an hour from now, my dear friend Tom Leonard is going to be here from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. Why? Well, because we have the longshoremen on strike right about now, and it is really going to start impacting food supply and holiday gifts and all the rest of that. Now, on Tuesdays, Craig Peterson joins us. I don't know. Is Craig there?
I don't know. Am I mic'd up?
Oh, there he is. All right, Craig. You were hiding in those, computer generated AI. I don't know. Well, you're here now. That's the important part.
Hey, let's talk about two things here. They're both on my list here from the newsletter. Okay. One is the whole strike by what we used to call longshoremen, right? All of the dock workers.
Yeah.
And what's interesting from their standpoint, and many people are facing this today, is what's going to happen with AI.
Right.
Because when you're talking about loading ships and offloading, now, you know, I have two of my kids are in the marine industry. They both went to the Merchant Marine Academy. My daughter has her captain's license, ship's masters, unlimited oceans, unlimited tonnage, even was commanding U.S. Navy ships back in the day. So I know a little bit about this from what I've heard from them and what I've seen and studied. But it's really important that you load the ships properly, you offload them properly, meaning you don't want it to tip over because you have too much weight on one side or the other side.
No,
and then you've got to take these... Yeah, take these containers, get them to the right destinations, which might mean that they have to be sitting there for a few days while the truck shows up and stuff. 99% of that can be done by AI. Heck, it can be done today by computers. So they're looking at this saying, well, wait a minute, what's going to happen to our jobs? So they're obviously asking for more money, et cetera. But it's just another example of how AI is getting into an industry and is changing everything potentially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then the other thing was, the storm, of course, and the devastation it was caused. It was fascinating to watch the technology responses here, because they were actually flying large drones into the area of the hurricane and were using LIDAR, the technology that's been kind of perfected, at least improved by these self-driving cars. So with this LIDAR in the storms, they're able to see all of these tornadoes, whether it might be spinning up, where they are, what the actual air currents are, everything inside. So, it's amazing, because that's going to help with predicting the paths and saving lives, which is great. And then they're also using some of these underwater technologies, kind of like LIDAR, to detect things underwater, so various types of obstructions, maybe even people as time goes on. So we're seeing the response to hurricanes and tornadoes that come from the hurricanes really, really stepped up now because of some of this technology.
Wow. You know, that is fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. Let me ask you to go back for a second to the longshoremen or dock workers or whatever the terminology is. Those guys, as we pointed out, they're on strike now. They're concerned about AI and the robots and all the rest of that stuff taking over. But as you point out, their job, if I'm looking at it, and I understand it's a hard job, but, man, it's the equivalent, isn't it?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of being in the buggy whip business in 2024, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it really is, frankly, and that's a good example because, we had all of these guys, and back then it was all guys, mm-hmm. who were hauling stuff, using horses, teams of horses, and you might have heard of a union called the Teamsters.
That's right.
Which was, again, these guys that had these teams of horses hauling stuff around. They're still around today. And what's happened with technology in the past is, people have lost jobs in certain industries. There's no question about it as technology advances. But the ultimate result has always been more jobs when you move forward. There are a heck of a lot more Teamsters today, more trucks driving around than there were just horses and teams pulling these buggies, as you called them, right, and wagons.
It's going to be fascinating, and I got to get you. One of the things that just jumped out at me in the newsletter is the thing about scams. And let me, I want everybody to hear it. Scams. You'd never fall for an online scam, right? That's what I'm telling you. I would never fall for one of these online scams. Now, you convince me otherwise.
Okay. This is great. This is out of Harvard University. Make sure your nose is adequately high in the air, along with your pinky. And they found that, in fact, the online scams are getting sneakier. We've lost $12.5 billion to cybercrime. It's incredible. And we're just talking about AI and potential job loss. And what we found now is they're using AI to take the data that has been stolen from businesses all over the country, and that using that AI data now to generate emails to you that are specifically targeted at you and your life. And it's really sad to see some of this stuff. But, you know, people say, well, it's old people, it's the elderly, it's people like us, Jeff, that are going to fall for this, right?
That's right. That's right.
and reality is that's not the case. Every age group falls for this stuff. So I've got an article that from Harvard that points to the study and a little bit of commentary on it. But we've got to be careful of that, which leads to my Crack the Code article.
Yes.
Which is the whole data privacy revolution. And we've talked about horses and Teamsters. Well, we've let the horse out of the barn, I'm afraid, when it comes to our private data. Yeah. Because there are billions of records that have been leaked onto the dark web, let's say. And these hosers are trying to suck the money out of our account. So I did a serious deep dive into Virginia laws on privacy. So what do you have to do if you're a small business person? What responsibilities do you have? What kind of teeth does the law have? But if you're a consumer and you think someone might be mishandling your data or even has your data and you don't want them to keep it, what can you do? So I've got an up-to-date deep dive. I've spent a bunch of time on that in this week's newsletter. Well, you have to click through from the newsletter, but yeah. It's horse barn, right? Fire. They're out, but there's still stuff you can do, Jeff.
All right, now I have to ask you about Proton Mail, because I 1,000 years ago was one of those guys who got an invitation for this brand new thing called Gmail. Remember when you had to be invited? It was a really big deal. And now even the dogs have a Gmail, but you're saying Proton Mail is the way to go. Why? Why should I change everything to Proton Mail?
Oh, this is a great article in Medium called Goodbye Gmail. They are now, we know that for a long time that they've been reading our email, right? If you were kidding yourself otherwise, you know, I feel sorry. But now they're using your emails for their AI. And with their AI. So Google's been accused of using your emails now to train its AI. So it knows all kinds of stuff about you. And as we found from various researchers who've been looking into what the hosers are doing, that information can actually be extracted from some of these large language models. Oh, so scanning our messages, not a good thing. Scanning them just to show us advertisements, okay, that's not the worst thing. If I want to buy a truck, I'd love to see ads for trucks, right?
That's right.
But in reality, that data is, Willie Sutton, right? Where's the money? It's in the bank. Where's the data? It's at Google. It's at the IRS. It's at various government agencies. Is it this business and that business? So that's where they're spending their time to try and grab data. And unfortunately, they're getting it. Now, Proton Mail, end-to-end encryption, they have a free level, and it's based in Switzerland, where they've got some serious privacy laws.
Yeah, they do.
So I've started using Proton Mail a while ago. I avoid Gmail whenever I can. They remove, people might not even know this, Jeff, but remember they used to say, don't be evil?
Yes.
It was on their website.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's gone now. So I guess maybe they've adopted evilism as their religion. I don't know.
We're Gmail. We help you to be evil. Wow. I don't know. It's got a little clunky, but I guess we can hammer that out in post-production. I need people to sign up for your newsletter, Craig. Remind everybody how they do that.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you this newsletter today if you sign up now, if you haven't already got it. But just go to craigpeterson.com. That's my website, the homepage, craigpeterson.com, and you'll automatically get the free email newsletter. No obligation, no spamming. I promise.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Craig, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. If you are not signed up for the newsletter, again, it's absolutely free of charge. There's no advertising. He's not selling anything. He is a lifetime, a career computer guy who just said, there's a lot of bad stuff, and I want to help people. Now, he's got a business on the side he's got a business. And he does cybersecurity for big companies and the rest of it. This is his passion project, and man, is it good. CraigPeterson.com. 447, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.